Today's halacha, we are continuing with our Erev Shabbos halacha series. So last week we discussed the Shabbos menu and which foods one is supposed to buy and purchase to have for Shabbos. We will now discuss proper Shabbos budgeting. How much money, in truth, does one have to spend for Shabbos? How far must one go? Must one borrow? Must one collect charity? Must one ask for donations? How far should one push himself for Shabbos? So it's interesting. Regarding borrowing money to enhance Shabbos if someone doesn't have the current funds, so the Alter Rebbe writes as follows in chapter 242, Halacha 3. If one does not have money for Shabbos expenses, he should borrow the money on condition that he has an item to use as collateral in correspondence to the loan. In other words, that if he can't pay back, so at least the lender will be able to collect from the collateral. And then the Alter Rebbe continues, although collateral is needed, Chazal say that Hashem will arrange for him to be able to pay the lender back the money which he borrowed. This is consistent with the saying of the sages, the Shabbos and Yontif expenses do not come out of one's heavenly ordained budget, which is annually decreed in Rosh Hashanah. So Alter Rebbe says that if you're able to borrow money and you have collateral, then borrow it based on the collateral, and don't worry, you won't have to give him the collateral. Hashem will arrange for you to get that money, as the money you spend on Shabbos is not included in the yearly expense. However, he then continues, if you don't own any collateral, then you should not borrow the money. Why? As the Alter Rebbe continues that in order to enhance Shabbos, one should not base himself solely on Hashem paying it back, as there is no obligation to spend for Shabbos more than one can afford. These two rulings sound a bit contradictory. On the one hand, if you have collateral, you should borrow because Hashem will pay you back. And if you don't have collateral, don't borrow because you don't have to enhance Shabbos more than your affordability. So the Rebbe addresses this question in a Seicha. And the Rebbe says that in fact there are poskim that say that you shouldn't borrow money to enhance Shabbos if you don't have an actual way of paying that money back in terms of a business or other credible means. However, if you don't have a set up way of paying the person back, then you shouldn't borrow. But the Rebbe explains that according to Alter Rebbe, even in such a case you should borrow, even though you have no way of knowing right now how you would pay back, and you solely are relying on Hashem. So what then is the significance of the collateral? So the Rebbe explains like this. The money that's used for Shabbos is considered similar to the mun, which is heavenly bread that derives from godliness that is above nature. One thus does not need to have an available, a proper vessel within nature that can bring him back the money, and rather Hashem compensates him on his own. As it's heavenly bread, it comes from heaven. This is further seen from the fact that the money spent for Shabbos is not including one's yearly budget allotted to him on Rosh Hashanah. Nonetheless, it is only to be done if one's own collateral, if one owns collateral, as the blessings of Hashem must be invested in some form of action. So the Rebbe explains that in truth, all the hashpa, funding that Hashem gives a Jew for Shabbos, is above nature and above his funding. But in order for it to have some grasp within nature, he has to have some physical matter which it can be embellished in, and that is the collateral that he has. The importance of enhancing Shabbos can also be seen from the halacha that it's permitted to borrow money based on a rabbinical level of interest of ribbis that's only also mid rabbanan if one cannot borrow without any interest at all. So that's how far one can go to collect money. Regarding collecting charity in order to have a Shabbos meal, so the Alter Rebbe says that one who already has two Shabbos meals worth of food available may not ask for money from the charity fund to buy extra delicacies or even in order to buy food for the third meal. Regarding asking others for a donation in order to enhance Shabbos as opposed to a loan, so the Alter Rebbe says there's no obligation one to ask to be given money as a gift in order to enhance Shabbos. As the sages have stated, make your Shabbos like a weekday and do not become needy unto the public. The Chachamim negate the idea of pushing yourself and leaning yourself on the public and making yourself needy. And rather, one must budget himself properly so he's able to enhance Shabbos at least a minute amount. It is better for one to do so than to become needy unto the public and ask gifts from the public to be able to enhance Shabbos. Even in such a case where one has just enough money for daily meals and lacks money to enhance Shabbos, in which case he cannot receive from charity, nevertheless, he's still obligated to budget himself during the week in a way that he's able to enhance Shabbos a minute amount at the very least. Likewise, it is proper for him to have at least two dishes, as stated above. So basically, even a person who is not able to afford is required to budget himself properly during the week to have extra money set aside for Shabbos delicacies, and he, however, should not bring himself to ask for donations for his Shabbos, for Shabbos delicacies. And on this it says, better to make your Shabbos like a weekday than to throw yourself onto the hands of the public.